What's up, everybody? Another episode of The Straight Cut coming to you from my backyard, not in West End tonight. I'm Aaron.
This is Mo. Can I just tell everybody what a jerk you are setting up for this podcast? Oh my God.
Let it out. Mark and Steve can attest to it. Yes,
I had no idea you were so strict.
I have my particulars when it comes to, especially because we're outside, so we're going to have some ambiatic music and not music, but like sounds. So like there's a truck going by, so you might hear that. Already had to move the bird chime. But then I just like, don't hit the mic with your iPad. Don't hit the cord with your iPad.
Okay.
Don't hit your drink.
Okay.
I'm telling people, I'm telling you. And then you're like, you killed me. I'm like, yes. Like you don't have to argue with me. Just, I'm telling you what I don't want to hear.
Oh, God. I'm getting in trouble.
I know.
Anyway.
That's a good start of what we're going to do on this show. But we'll get to that one. We'll get to that in a second.
Were you just yelling at me?
Yeah.
For 45 minutes?
Wasn't yelling. No, but Steve is... This week was weird because I actually traveled for out of city, not out of state, damn near out of state, I guess. We're right by the Missouri border, but traveled for work for the first time. So normal recording day was out. And then a bunch of other stuff. Mark was out of town. He was down in Alabama. Steve was wherever. So we talked about you and I were going to do something at the house on Wednesday. I got home Wednesday and I was just exhausted from work and stuff. Had to travel 4 hours north for that. And Thursday was normal, like work stuff. And then yesterday was we had dinner with Steve and Kaylee and that. And then came home and then I got inebriated. So couldn't record then. I was tired. And then, you know, it's a nice Saturday now. So we're going to do it now.
Whenever in a bind, he pulls in his wife.
Hey, you know, when you're in the thick of it, you got to go to the bullpen. You're that reliever, you know. I need like 3 solid innings out of you.
And I don't know what we're going to talk about. I might get yelled at again.
I need three good innings with you. That's all I need. But well. So we are smoking something brand new. I've never had it, so I seriously doubt that you have ever had it.
I like it so far.
Yeah, so while I was up in Bentonville, I was able to go see Bobby, friend of the show. He's been on the show, to his cigar shop, Cigar District. If you're up in Northwest Arkansas area, definitely check it out. Great selection. Got some cool stuff. I picked up everything that I can't get here, like what we don't have at West End kind of thing. So a few things I've had before, like the LFD Lennox and the La Vocata, which we've had before, don't have any more. But then one was this Olmec by Foundation. I like Foundation stuff. It looks amazing. Never had it before. So I was like, you know what? I'll do this. I'll pick this up for the show that you and I will do. We'll do that. So let's get the particulars out of the way. It's a Mexican San Andreas wrapper, a Nicaraguan binder filler, and then Nicaraguan binder, and the filler is undisclosed. So don't know what all is in it, and that is from their website. But a quarter inch in, it's great. I love it. This is right up my wheelhouse.
Did you pick this because you knew I'd like it, or you're trying to see if I like it?
I knew you would like it.
Because it's the Nicaraguan?
The San Andreas, and it's, you know, you like cigars that I like. There's not many that I like that you don't. Like, you're not the biggest fan of, like, spice and, like, that mothball, whereas I am. But the rich, you know, the San Andreas, the Maduro, you're a big fan of Maduros, which... The ones that I know you don't like is the Dominicans. You don't like Dominican tobacco.
Okay.
So, but I knew you'd like this.
I'll take your word for it. Sometimes I don't know what I'm smoking. I'm getting better at it.
Getting better at it. Hey, you saw that waft too? The joys of...
We have to be...
The joys of... Well, it doesn't help that you're in your tuka suit, so you look like a bear. So, like, these, the bee wash things are just, like, going to you.
It is the wild, wild west out here with all these bugs.
I know.
So,
well, it's,
you hear me scream every now and then.
It's not me. Yeah. We're getting into springtime in the south, you know. Stuff is starting to come alive, and We're going to have a double dose of cicadas, so this might actually be the last outdoor show we do for a while. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just nice. We haven't done one in a while, and, you know, I'd rather do one out here and have a cigar than... Unless you want to have a cigar in the house.
No, thank you.
Okay, so that's what I thought.
No, thank you. And this is an opportunity for us to finally get to know each other. Yeah. So.
Yes. First dates. God, could you imagine if they recorded our first date?
Jeez. What did we talk about?
We probably talked about...
I know that we talked about Bob's Burgers a little bit.
Yeah, we did that. I think we talked a little bit of baseball because it was right at the start of the World Series whenever the Cubs won.
Yeah. We talked about Guinness because we both ordered Guinness.
Oh, right away. I knew it was like, yep, I'm gonna
bang this chick.
to be fair, wasn't my call. That's all your call because that's a yes all the way across the board.
It was amazing. The thing is, like, people know me, but they don't know me.
Yeah.
They're going to find out today.
Oh, yeah, they're going to find out. I don't know. We probably talked about California, how, like, you're from there. I travel there. I like California and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I probably wondered why you vacationed in Arkansas, of all places.
Yeah. My family here.
Yeah.
My sister's here.
Probably talked about Will a little bit since that was a mutual connection.
Yeah. Music, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I just got lost in those big brown eyes.
Please.
No. But so this is going to come out on Eclipse Day.
Oh, my goodness.
So we are full totality where we live in Arkansas, which is going to be awesome. You've never been in a situation like that, correct? Even when you lived out in
not
California?
Full. Not full.
So the most I've been, so the one in 17 when we both lived here. Huh. And you wonder why I say,
sorry.
Hey, let's not put anything on the table.
That was my lighter.
Here. Here's that one.
I can reach it.
Oh, man. This is a great.
You better edit this out.
Oh, no. I'm keeping all this shit in. What are you talking about? This is what it's like recording a podcast with your spouse.
So, anyways.
Anyways. So, in the one in 2017, I forget what percentage. We weren't like high. We're like 45 to 50%, I think, coverage. Mm-hmm. When I lived in KC back in like, man, I forget what year it was. It was probably 94, 95, 96, something like that. We were another like 40 to 70%, like not a lot, but like right at halfway or so. But I've never been full coverage. I've always seen pictures and videos and how like seeing videos of like the animals freaking out because it becomes nighttime and all the birds freaking right. out. As a space kid, like going to space camp, like all that shit, I am...
You're horny for it.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You are so ready for this Dude. Thing. But are you able to see anything? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be out on a job Monday. We delivered the cabinets Friday because we knew, like, Little Rock is going to be a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be that bad.
Well, so the thing is, maybe I just haven't noticed anything different yet.
I think today and tomorrow is going to be the biggest, and then Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, like, Texas is like from Texas all the way up to Maine, that big old like belt strip right. kind of thing. Idaho, like that whole northeast area is going to have bad weather. So a lot of people are going south to like Ohio, Illinois, stuff like that. Texas is going to be supposed to be having bad weather as well. So Texas is coming up to Arkansas. So it's like,
I get it. Okay. Because I figured that we're not the only state that's going to be
100%. No.
But it is, I guess, the mildest weather.
Yeah, we're supposed to get rain, but it's going to be later in the afternoon.
Okay.
Like, we're supposed to be, the full coverage is supposed to be like 1:40 our time. So we're just smack dab in central Arkansas.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to start like 11 or 12, like start getting dark. So the thing is, I'll be installing on a job. So that's one thing I looked at was like, We delivered around noon. I was like, all right, where's the sun at? So it's going to mm-hmm. be right above us, so no issue. But then I realizing today when we're at our, you know, niece's birthday party talking to Ian, I was like, oh, shit, like, it's going to be dark in the house. Like, there's no lights. It's a new house. So for a while, for like an hour and a half, we won't be able to see anything because it'll be light outside, but like even half light outside, it's going to be dark in the house.
How long will it be?
Full coverage?
Yeah.
I think, like, for us, like, a little over 2 minutes.
But it's going to get progressively dark like an hour and a half.
Yeah, so, like, the whole thing is, like, 2.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the totality is
Are you going to be scared? There's no electricity. There's no lights. You're going to be sitting in a circle, light as a feather, stiff as a board.
So imagine 200 years ago.
Yeah.
When people didn't know what solar eclipses were and stuff like that. 300 years ago. I mean, I imagine that's probably
it's a fucking devil.
I imagine people probably thought like it's the end of the world kind of thing. Yeah. Like, have you ever seen Apocalyptico?
Mel Gibson? Yeah.
Like that whole thing where like they're, you know, they're sacrificing people to the sun god, and like the eclipse happens, like, okay, he's had enough kind of thing. And
she's
like,
then oops.
But like, it's
oops.
Yeah. But then like, but then you kind of still have that now because people are freaking out over like certain things and just like,
yeah, I'm getting all those text messages from my family, my sister and my dad going, we need to be prepared and have groceries and all of that.
Now the one thing I do agree on is like definitely gas, because you're going to have an influx. Arkansas has like 1.5 million people.
Right,
we're going to like double our population in the next couple of days. So yes, I can see like gas. I'm going to go get gas tonight in both our vehicles kind of thing. It is what it is. Milk and bread is already being sold out.
Honestly, if we were to stockpile food right now, it would be mostly snacks, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And we would be eating it today. Yeah. So
like we're good because you are a pantry cook.
Yes.
So we have the bare essentials. We have beans, we have rice,
we are fully stocked. We can make meals for a month.
Yes.
With what we have.
Towards the end, it'll be a little bland, probably.
We would be so bored. Yeah. I mean, there's no discipline in this house. Yeah.
Like, we would probably lose that weight we've gained in the past year. So maybe we needed that.
All we need is a little food poisoning every now and then.
Hey, man, that was like the best worst thing that ever happened to me. but yeah, so it's funny how people are like, oh, it's end times. Like, fucking, you can plan these things out. Like,
yeah, well, shit, we're all still going to have to go to work. We're all still going to have to pay our bills.
Yeah.
So if it is the end times, man, take me the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Now.
Yeah. Just, so the people who are listening to us in the morning, if you're in the thing, take time to actually watch it, because that was the main thing I told you. Like, I know work is important for you and it's stressful.
Take time
to
watch the eclipse.
Because it's not going to happen again for us unless we move, of course, until 2045.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 21 years from now.
I'm going to be 62.
Yeah, we'll be in our 60s. I'll be in my 50s still. But like,
shut up. 59. Oh my
God. No, I guess I will be 60. I will be 60. Yeah. You didn't rub the cradle that much.
Was that really necessary? Was that necessary to say? I'm going to be in my 50s. Whatever.
You will be you'll be that nice, sexy gray that I like. I'll be fully bald.
Yeah.
I just like, that's what it'll be.
So anyway, back to the eclipse. I don't think I have a meeting during that time. I will block it out just so I can stand outside in the front.
Yeah, you and Kaylee. So I don't know if it'd be front or I don't know if the hill. Honestly, I think the hill would be a little bit better.
Either way,
it's going to be around this time. So I think the hill, honestly.
Stand on the hill?
Yeah.
Holding my eyes wide open with my fingers.
go like the former president. Just look right into
just
it.
Just squint.
So.
Fucking idiot.
So full totality.
Yeah.
You can look at it. Like when you can definitely do that. But before then, no, please don't do that.
I was watching this video of this woman who did happen to, you know, peak and got a sunburn on her cornea. So.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like looking at my butthole. You don't want to look at it.
Thank you.
But like you take.
No, I would not take a peek. And I'm married to you. Shit. Is that what I signed up for? Is that what this ring means?
Here's, you know, you see a ring.
You're an asshole.
Here, there's a full totality right there.
Oh my god, that's the worst analogy. No, it's not like looking at. I mean, like a train wreck. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay. Or a car wreck. You can't look away.
Yeah, you can't look away.
Yeah.
Oh god, maybe this is a bad idea. No.
What do you mean? I'm an okay guest.
Yeah, this is great. No, but I am really excited, and you can tell how excited I am because I have been talking about it like it's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. So I went and picked up. Yesterday was New Music Day. Two of my favorite bands came out, Bayside, new album dropped, and Era's new album dropped. Era's vinyl came out yesterday, so I went to Retro Rose,
mm-hmm.
my favorite record store around here, and they're doing something cool. So they're doing, like, she made, like, some, like, posters, and it has, like, a record, looks like the moon, where it's, like, full, like, the crescent and then whatever. But the, who sings the Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Bonnie something.
Yeah, so they have like a new record is coming out for this, and it's that song done five different ways. So she's like doing you get that and you get the glasses and all that kind of stuff, and they're gonna do like a watch party on Main Street in
Bonnie Tyler,
and they're gonna do like a watch party on Main Street in Benton in the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that'd be something to check out. But like Little Rock, our area, like, there's going to be a lot of cool stuff doing around at the lounge at West End. We're going to be doing a thing with, I believe, Espinoza. We're going to do, like, a cut and light in the parking lot with the eclipse and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah, we're going to do some cool stuff. And I know the breweries around are doing some shit. And I know there's a bunch of other places.
I am completely clueless to all of this stuff.
Well, I mean, it's all in, you know, who you surround your circle with, too.
You definitely are around a lot more different people.
Yeah, I have my feelers out everywhere.
Yeah, so, I work in corporate America, so.
And
also, even, I mean, that says nothing. I actually pretty much don't talk to anybody.
Yeah. You talk to our neighbors.
I do.
And people at the lounge.
Yeah. So,
not that I keep you in the house. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I prefer to be in the house most often.
Yeah, we have become house people.
I've always been a house person. I have been.
Well, it also helps that, you know, when we have a backyard like this.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Just to chill and hang out.
Yeah.
Like, even at our apartment. Like, we had a nice patio. We'd always sit outside there and stuff.
Exactly.
It's a fact of that I get to have cigars with you. Just telling you. Like, we talked to Eric last week. Like, he was jealous. Like, man, I wish my wife would have cigars with me. Like, yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I guess.
From my point of view, like, guys just always say, like, oh, you know, I need to have this. Like, I'm glad this is my one thing. If that's you, fine, have at it. I don't give a fuck. But I'm on the other side where, like, I'm glad I get to experience this with you because it's one other thing, like, I feel like some guys feel bad if they say, hey, I want to go to the cigar shop kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But now it's like, hey, I want to go to the cigar shop. And you're like, all right, cool. Let's go.
Grab it has been fun. The only times when you go to the cigar lounge by yourself is when we
fight.
When we fight.
Yeah. So here's the cue. If you ever see me by myself, other than Thursdays at the cigar shop, somebody is pissed at one of the other. So.
Thank goodness that exists.
Yeah. I am glad I have multiple lounges to suit my needs. So now the next thing we need to do is get you on the golf course with the
No, no.
Not to play, but just like do it like Haley does. Just ride around with us.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
You literally ride around with us. You can crochet, knit, whatever you do. What do you do?
I crochet.
Knitting and crocheting. One of the same to me.
But I can do that here.
Or you can do it with me as you hear me hate myself and yell at a little white ball.
I guess. We'll work up to that.
Work up to it.
Yeah.
So what we decided to do, we're going to do today is we went back and forth. Like every time it's you and I, it always ends up being a little bit more on the serious side. Like we do the skin deep. We do stuff like
well,
that.
Well, we also did, to be fair, we also did that during a really tough time in our lives as well.
Yeah.
So other than that, we've done the music shows with Mark.
Yeah.
Things like that. And those weren't,
but I'm saying,
know,
but
serious.
I'm saying when it's just you and I, nobody else, when it's just you and I, it leans more to the serious side.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens.
I feel it's a good balance because, you know, I'm serious enough where I do take this seriously. Can I say seriously more times?
Seriously.
But we're going to change it up. We're going to have a little fun with this one. So we're thinking about what like to do, like not a would you rather, and we've done the, you know, the hot takes or whatever like that. But you and I are both big Reddit people.
Yeah.
And I found my new favorite subreddit last week.
Which is?
TV Too High.
TV Too High.
Oh, my God. If you are on Reddit and if you have
it's
not
the
seen
best.
If you have not seen our TV Too High, you got to check it out. It's like people who hang their TV way too fucking
high. Way too high.
Like we are not one of those people. Like we're.
But I don't know why it is so hilarious to me.
What it does is it's the main picture of William Dafoe looking up. Like that's the thing that gets everybody. I'll look at Lily over there trying to throw the ball to us.
Oh, that's our neighbor dog.
Uh-huh. So what we're going to do is there is a subreddit called Am I the Asshole?
Yeah.
And it's somebody who like has a question and they give like a little synopsis of what it is. And then people respond, yes, you are the asshole. No, you're not the asshole. Stuff like that. So I found a few stories.
Okay.
That will... I feel like we're going to agree on one of them for sure. And another one, I don't know. Like it could go either way.
Okay.
So, and I did want something where we both agree on everything because that's boring. It's boring as a pair, as a couple, and it's boring as a show. So, and that wind is going to whip me in the face with our, with our thing.
It is windy today.
It is a bit windy. So if you're wind, I'm sorry, but that's just nature doing that. So. Do you already know, do you have your, you said you were doing research when I was getting on to you about
Okay. I was supposed to do research. Instead.
Christ.
I did research.
Would you?
Something completely different.
Oh, did you? What'd you research? We fucking talked about this. All right. So maybe.
Wait. No. You do the, am I the asshole? I just have a bunch of like random questions thought maybe we'll just answer, you know, ask and answer.
All right. That works. So let me find.
Oops. Sorry.
God. Oh, Jesus. All right. So this is, I have two actually. So that actually helps. So we'll do two and then we'll do yours. This is the first one. So he is 27 male, girlfriend, 26 female, at 4 years, rejected my proposal because she wanted more time. Am I the asshole for breaking up with her and kicking her out of the apartment? So now let me read what he wrote. I was in a relationship with my girlfriend for 4 years. We really loved each other. My family loved her. We had discussions of marriage. We made plans for the future, how many kids we wanted. My girlfriend was always extremely excited about it. Over the last few months, I was giving her consistent hints that I was going to propose, and last weekend I booked a nice resort where I would plan to propose to her at the private place. Well, when I did propose to her, she somehow seemed shocked about it and asked if she could have a few months to think about it. That just completely stunned me and was one of the most heartbreaking moments of my life. My girlfriend kept apologizing, saying she just needed to be in the right mental headspace and that right then she wasn't. She cried and promised that we were technically engaged, just needed a few more months to officially accept the proposal. I felt empty, sad, embarrassed. I felt horrible when we returned back to the apartment. She was apologizing for it and all, and we were both crying. The whole situation for me was so heartbreaking and embarrassing that I could not talk about it with any of my friends or family or my parents. I could only consult with my siblings. My siblings had had completely contrasting opinions. My brother told me maybe she got cold feet and that a lot of people get cold feet, and to just give her time because she seemed like a genuine person. However, my sister told me what my girlfriend did was girl code for cheating, and that the girlfriend was probably ashamed of accepting my proposal, given that she most likely was having an affair. My sister told me that my girlfriend probably would call off the affair in the next couple months, which would then be comfortable accepting the proposal. So a couple days ago, after my girlfriend came home from work, I told her that we were done and that she had a couple hours to pack and leave. I gave her no heads up about it. I gave no reasons. She was shocked and talked a lot, asking why, but at that point, I just didn't trust her anymore. She obviously cried, but I was over it. A couple hours later, her friends came to pick up her stuff. I blocked her number so she couldn't get any more of my texts. I'm still suffering a lot, and it will take a lot of time to heal. Thoughts on this? Am I the asshole?
Jeez. Well, number one, it is 26 and 27, they said.
It was... he was 27, she was 26.
So still relatively young, right?
Yeah.
Really young, actually. It sometimes surprises me when there's a distinct difference in how people feel about the progression of a relationship when it comes to marriage. Like if the girl is like, no, I don't want this, and the man is completely shocked.
Yeah.
I tend to think there's things there that were already laid out.
Yeah.
That have been clues there.
Yeah, there's probably things that he didn't say that was like other.
I just think that maybe there were problems along the way that both of them just didn't acknowledge, right?
Yeah.
Because generally, you know, you would be moving in the same direction. Needing more time. So he essentially kicked her out for, based off of a conversation he had with his sister.
That his sister said she was cheating.
Without getting it confirmed.
Without getting confirmed. So he said she was using girl code of cheating.
Yeah. I want to know if he brought it up to her and asked her.
So that's the thing. Knowing what you know.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole? Am I not the asshole?
I don't think I can call him an asshole. I don't think I can.
I would say to be determined, but like your communication fucking sucks.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like you went off an accusation that wasn't even from her, but from your sister. Yeah. So honestly, I would say, yeah, kind of an asshole move because you didn't even ask her or talk to her. So yeah, I would go with that. Yeah.
But that just to me is just telling that they weren't in the right place together anyway to begin with. But I mean, whatever. I guess I would call him the asshole.
So let's see what the comments, like what the general like consensus was. Top comment, LOL. What did I just read?
LOL, indeed.
Could you give examples or to the hints that you gave? Nothing response. So pretty much everybody is saying the same thing. Like, dude, you just went off by like your sister saying girl code. Like, and people respond like, what's girl code?
They're just really young.
Yeah.
You know, they're just really young.
So
impressionable.
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, asshole on that one. Okay. Number two. Am I the asshole for lying to my wife about my son's job because he didn't want her knowing he works retail? My 50, yeah, this story's fucking weird.
Okay.
Because I have read these. So he, 51 male, wife, 50 male. Has said multiple times that she'd prefer death over working jobs like retail or food service. Right away, I'm going to say,
what an asshole. Oh, I'm gonna,
right away.
She's the asshole.
What a bitch. As somebody who works retail now and as somebody who
formerly would rather die
than work retail or food. So not only that, but she is heavily implied that this principle extends to how her kids, nieces, nephews should feel about these jobs and how she thought she'd die if they found themselves in that circumstance. She knows nothing about the current labor market because she's a stay-at-home mom who grew up with a hospital executive father and a mom whose family owns a boutique hotel and several successful restaurants. I myself know very little about the job market because I've been a doctor at the same hospital for my entire career and work weekends for my mother-in-law's family clinic that mostly to prove to my in-laws I had good work ethic. Man, he sounds, I mean, just going off like he married into a bitch family.
Yeah.
My son supposedly did everything right. He's 28 and has a CS degree. Oh, probably a computer science degree.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a flagship state school and got good grades and an internship. He was laid off from the Bay Area tech company around 2 years ago. He's had a very difficult relationship with my wife and has been on and off with her, not speaking to her for several years, but can never completely cut her out because he loves her. My other son is a dentist, and my daughter is in her first year working in family law. Long story short, he got a job at Starbucks a month later after being laid off. He then got a retail job 3 months later. And as of right now, he is in more of a managerial position there. He hates it, wants to get back into the tech job. He sent me dozens of automated rejection email screenshots and his application lineup, etc. Even though he took the job where he didn't expect his mom or her friends to shop, the inevitable happened. A friend of a relative ran into him and mentioned it to my wife. She freaked out and knew from my reaction, I knew all along. So she blew up at me and my son. My son hung up on her after she said he needs to move back home and apply to corporate jobs full time. He said he would die before living off her money. My wife started accusing me of giving her a panic attack and admitting she was heartbroken. I led her to believe that my son was still working in a large tech company. She said that lying was wrong and that even worse is we had more than enough money to support our son being unemployed. Yet I chose for him to work retail and not tell her. Am I the asshole for keeping a secret because I knew what would happen?
No, she's a fucking bitch.
What
a dick. Oh my God.
Like, I get it. Like,
but that's what he married, yeah, man.
Like, being in a successful area and going.
But she's a stay-at-home mom. He didn't talk about her career before that, so I understand that there might have been a career before that, but either way.
It sounded like she grew up affluent.
Yeah,
and yeah, all that kind of stuff, and he's a doctor, stay-at-home.
Mm-hmm.
But, like right off the bat, like, she doesn't want, she would rather die than work retail or food service, like.
And know that any of her
siblings or offspring
or her kin.
Yeah.
It would even dare work in retail.
You're only an asshole if you stay with her. Fuck.
I know.
Like, I don't know the relationship, but it seems to me like he's fully like emasculated kind of thing. And, but no, he's not an asshole.
That poor kid.
She, oh yeah. But the kudos to the kids where he even said like, no, I don't want to live off your money.
Yeah.
Move home. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So we definitely, so we agreed on both, but yeah.
Yeah, let's write that woman a letter.
That first sentence, good God. I was like, man, what a bitch.
Do you have another one? Let's do another one.
That's the only ones I skimmed through. So as we're recording, I'm in a group chat with all of our golf buddies, and looks like Steve won a golf tournament.
I can't believe it.
Like, I can't tell. It says winner, Cypress Creek. Something flight winner.
Oh my goodness. So this is his first amateur tournament.
Your boy came in last in our flight, trying to drop a flight. I can't believe you guys. I don't know. So like,
all we know is that we have a picture of him holding a trophy. So we're going to congratulate him when we see him.
Yeah. So kudos to him. He's playing with, yeah, David, the guy we play with. And so we'll see.
Did we say golf tournament for the audience?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. It's a tournament. He has a trophy.
Yeah, he played in a golf tournament today. So, kudos to him. So, before we get into the other thing, we're about halfway through with the cigar. What do you think of it so far?
I really like it.
I do too. This is really, really tasty. So when you hear Olmec, what do you think of? Because I think of one thing. Do you remember that game show on Nickelodeon? Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, Olmec. Like that's what it, I mean, it kind of has that same profile on the band, but yeah, I really, really like this one. So Bobby, I know you're listening. Go ahead and set a box aside because I'm going to need that. This thing is tasty.
All right. So what I didn't follow the assignment, mostly because I'm really bad at I'm a procrastinator. And
no.
Yeah. So I messed up. Am I the asshole if my husband asked me to think of posts that we can read and that I didn't? Instead, I just Googled random questions to ask.
Jesus. God.
Let's try a couple and then let's go find another Am I the Asshole?
Let's see what Google says.
Okay. No, it's a page, a website. If you can be any age for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Okay. Oh, it's like multiple choice or? Like
No. Multiple choice.
Well, you said like, what would you choose? Not like, what age would you choose? But like,
yeah, what age would you choose?
Well, you just said, I thought you were like, never mind. So I would assume not past what we are now because we don't know how old that would be. I would say 25, 26, late 20s.
Yeah.
Late 20s, probably.
I think for me, either 28 or 32. Those were really, really good years. I saw a lot of good shows. I was still living in Oakland.
32 was shit for me.
Yeah?
The first part of 32 was shit. The second part of 32 is when I met you. So.
Okay. 32, beginning is when you started your divorce?
I was like 32 and a half, I guess.
Yeah.
Or no, I was 31 going into 32. Yeah, something like that. So I would say, but I'm trying to think like age-wise of like, when did my back not hurt? when did I look the best?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, probably looked the best whenever we went to the gym like every day. So like 33 maybe?
Okay.
I would top up at 33.
That's when we were together.
Well, we are still together.
Meaning, you know, when yes. we started seeing each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. I wish I was as fat as I thought I was 10 years ago.
Oh, same, girl, same. So, I know, right?
Hey, we both like them thick.
You know, whatever. We have fun with it. I still have fun with it.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Which celebrity would you choose for your best friend?
Ooh. Paul Rudd.
I was going to say Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
He's our bestie.
Chiefs fan, Royals fan.
Did you know that he's a Royals fan?
Do you know that today is his birthday?
No. What?
55.
Fucking hot. I know. 55.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd suck his dick. So. Speaking of which, which celebrity would you allow your spouse to cheat on you with?
For you, I'll let you go with your boy.
Who's my boy?
James Hetfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
For you.
Would you agree? Now, that's the thing. Like, let's say if you would agree or you have somebody else.
Well, yeah, because he's a zaddy.
Yeah.
And then.
Plus you like his cigar.
I do like his cigar. What is it? Blackened?
Blackened, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's what we're actually going to do, but then change it up and did these. That's it.
That's what I actually had cut. Oh, and really? Then I put back in my humidor.
Yeah.
For you don't really talk about celebrities that you have
No, I mean, there's definitely ones that I find like...
Mila Jovovich is one of them.
Mila, yeah, I like me some Mila Jovovich.
Who else?
Anya Taylor-Joy? Anya?
What the hell is that?
The girl with the really wide eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The girl, Queen's Gambit.
Okay.
Her, yeah, she's like, she's sexy.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah. Or, fuck.
Eva Green.
Oh, Eva Green. Yes.
Yeah.
I like funny.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's weird how we just saw her movie, but Emma Stone.
Oh, she's beautiful.
And, but funny at the same time
as well.
And she's
cool. She seems cool.
So, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, all of those.
Yeah.
If you were to cheat on me with a celebrity, who would you pick? Is that the same question?
Because
that you picked one for me.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just asked you to name all of them that you'd have sex with.
Yeah.
But which one?
Doesn't
have to be any of those. I already got mine.
I've always had a thing for Keira Knightley.
What?
Yeah. It's the
meth mouth.
She had meth mouth?
She totally has meth mouth.
Really?
I don't know. It's just that maybe it's just that underbite.
She does have a little bit of underbite. That or the who's the one that just played I know she got totally shit on for her role. The girl that just was in all the latest Star Wars.
I don't know.
Ooh. Prime Princess Leia. Prime Carrie Fisher.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Fucking with the costume and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Fucking nerds everywhere unite with that one agreement. We can disagree on Star Wars, Star Trek, all that kind of stuff, but like Princess Leia will always be our, like, she's the true Disney princess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
For me, it would be Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah, that's husband material right there.
Is it because... Are we talking Jason Bateman like Horrible Bosses 2 Jason Bateman?
Well, Jason Bateman as he's gotten older, like fine wine.
Okay.
FYI.
Like fucking idiots. Just yeah. Like-
Like, that's a line, by the way, in Horrible Bosses.
So here's the thing. Like I know what attracts you. Or I know what you're attracted to. And it is humor.
Yeah.
So sometimes I question why you got with me, but...
You are funny. You're charming.
I know. Oh, yeah. I fucking rolled high on charisma, baby. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can see that. Like, I'm the same way. Like, give me funny, give me stories kind of thing. Like, Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Like... I see why she got the Academy Award, because she played whatever her character is in Poor Things extremely well. It was really weird and strange.
Yeah.
But like also like her in movie 43. Like, do you remember that when she's playing the store clerk talking to Culkin?
I don't remember. Movie 43 is the one with all these.
It's like 12 little skits.
Yeah.
So.
I don't remember that. I don't remember her being in it, to be honest.
No, we'll have to watch that tonight. I love that movie. It's so bad but good. That's is like we each have our own trash movies we love. That's definitely one of them for me.
What do you consider your oddest quirk?
My oddest quirk? Oh my god. Where to begin?
That's a hard one. Because it's not for me to decide. It's for other people to judge, right?
I feel like this is something where Steve can give me a better answer of what my
weirdest
quirk is. But no, but I'm saying, like, I'm going to say... Oh, man. Mine has got to be the pickle thing. I don't like slick pickles. I like ridge pickles if I'm eating pickle chips. That's got to be it.
Maybe this is a better question if I say what your oddest quirk is.
Oh, we call each other's thing? Oh, God.
When you fucking leave one morsel of food on a plate or just a little bit of liquid in a glass, like you don't finish anything. It's like just a little bit. It's like, oh, God. There's no closure. There's no closure for me.
Yeah, I know. You want it because I was about to say, you know what mine is? Is when you don't close the fucking fridge.
That's only been happening recently, by the way. So only recently. That's not...
Okay,
that,
fine.
That doesn't count. That's not an ongoing quirk. What's my quirk?
Your coffee area is fucking dirty all the time. I don't drink coffee. And here's the one thing. You can't blame that on me because I don't drink it.
There's like coffee drips on the...
Coffee grounds.
Yeah, coffee grounds.
You don't like...
That's my bad. That's my bad. That's my bad.
That's yours.
Like, yeah, that's my bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Touche.
Fucking pulling out knives now. No, fuck you.
I know. Okay, so if you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Ooh. So I'm trying to think of all my favorite superheroes. Like, not like superhero, but like, what attribute would you like? I think what like Nightcrawler does, where he can teleport into things.
Yeah.
I mean, either that or flying. I'm like, who wouldn't want to fly? But I'm going to go teleport. Like, yeah, I'm going to do like what Nightcrawler does. Because that was my favorite X-Men growing up.
I always thought that I would want to stop time.
Ooh. Like slow down time kind of thing? Like
no, just stop time.
So you're the only one moving.
I can't do it indefinitely, you know what I mean? So I think I would be invisible.
If you had superpowers.
Yeah.
Would you be a superhero or a supervillain?
I think I'd be a really lazy superhero. Like I'll take care of that if I felt like it.
I would definitely be like an anti-hero, or like not good nor bad, but like,
yeah,
I would definitely skew it to suit my needs kind of thing.
Okay.
Like we're being real. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I can like rob this Brinks truck and nobody will know, or break into this bank and nobody will know. Mm-hmm. Like I would help people, but daddy's got to eat and daddy's got high taste.
Yeah, daddy, you need a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Invisibility. I want to be invisible anyway, most of the time, so. Let's see. Where do you want to live when you're older?
Somewhere where it's not 110 degrees in the summer.
And so I've always thought about this, and I know that I think starting in my 20s, well, let's just back that up even further. Wherever I was, I always wanted to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
I didn't particularly have good memories of growing up in Los Angeles because we lived in fucking shit neighborhoods and really dangerous neighborhoods. So other than like growing up with my family and my cousins and the accessibility to food and concerts and things like that. Outside of that, I really don't have much, many fond memories of growing up there.
Yeah.
Then it stopped when I moved up to the Bay Area, and that's where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And that's where I wanted to stay. And then that changed, obviously. I'm here.
Yeah.
But I always thought that I would end up somewhere in Europe, like in Spain or in Italy.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that wherever my family is, where I can, not all of them, because I do have a big family.
Yeah, you're spread out.
Yeah, we're all spread out, but I do have two sisters here and nieces and nephews. That's where I'd want to be, just around them, especially because we don't have kids.
Yeah.
So I'd want to be around some family.
It's like you talk about with Ian Brianna today, like, fucking somebody's going to take care of us.
I know, for real.
We get old.
For real. But honestly, the cruise ship life seems to be,
I would go, like I said, nowhere hot, but like honestly, like someplace with a good food scene, because we are both food people.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I love the idea of having season tickets to something, like a baseball team, whether it be an MLB team or a minor league team, but being old, wearing like the fisherman hat, taking my scorebook, and then like going to every game in my certain seat every time, like that to me is bliss. Like just having the headphones in, listening to the game over radio, taking score in the book, like that. I've always wanted to do that. And there was a guy I went to, actually shortly before you and I met, I went to a lot of Travs games just because I was by myself and it was fucking cheap and I could go day drink. And that was like, you could day drink and not be judged at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who I didn't become friends with, but we sat in the same area all the time. So we started talking and he's like, I'm just an old retired guy. My wife does whatever. And every day I come here, and I do this. And I'm like, man, you know what? You've got this shit figured out. Like, he's like, yeah, what am I going to do? It takes 4 hours out of my day. Like, that's all it does. So, you know what? I like that. Just because you and I, we're both, we like repetition. And something like that would help. So, that'd be fun.
Season tickets to the hot dog store and watch a baseball game at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. This to me is the life that I've always wanted. Like we never owned a house.
Yeah.
We're always moving.
Yeah. It was funny because you always said like you always wanted just a brick house.
I always wanted a brick house and look what I got.
Yeah.
And even though it's in, I don't get the whole territorial thing with Bryant and
Little Rock, yeah.
Benton and Little Rock and I never saw myself living in a suburb. I mean, let's face it, everything that is here is kind of looked down on. I don't care. I grew up in shit neighborhoods. I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as it has the creature comforts. But yeah, this is, you know, I'm fine as long as my family's around, wherever that is. Let's see. My iPad got really hot, and this is the first time I've ever really seen this. It says, iPad needs to cool down before you can use it because it's been in the sun. So I don't have my questions.
What did you Google? And I can look it up real quick.
Oh, wait a minute. One of them is, what is one thing that will ruin your day immediately?
Immediately.
Let's think about this because I feel like there are several for me.
So are we talking weekday or weekend? Because there, I have different.
Then let's break it out.
All right. So for me, a weekday, getting to the shop and everything I worked on the day before, stuff has to change. Because my number one pet peeve is I fucking hate double working.
Yeah.
Like, I hate double working.
I've been having to do that a lot lately.
And there, like, for the past month, it seems like both you and I, respectively with our work, has had to do that a lot.
Yeah.
And that is fucking frustrating, and I hate that. So that will definitely ruin my day, bar none, come weekday.
Yeah.
Weekend, self-inflicted fuckery.
Like
you and I have a nice weekend planned, and I put my foot in my mouth, and it...
And I become the Hulk?
Yeah, and then it's like, well, fuck that up.
Yeah.
So...
Well, that's, you know, it goes both ways, right? Yeah.
But, like, I mean, weekend, I guess something like planning to go play golf, like, Saturday morning, and it's raining. I'm like, yeah, fuck.
So... Plans that are thwarted somehow.
Yeah, plans that are
okay
are like last second change kind of thing.
So for me, my goodness, just to kind of lay the foundation, the phrase "loosen up," doesn't apply to me. Like, I'm not loose. I'm not spontaneous.
Man, like, I told her to calm down. Like, I don't know why she just said calm down. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's like, or like, take it easy. Like, fuck you. Yeah. Don't tell me what to do. Just.
Oh, you do. You do. Like, I know never to say calm down.
Yeah. But anyway, that's just the foundation. That just tells you a little bit about me. Yeah. Like, I'm wound pretty tight. So if I, something that would ruin my weekday, that's a good way to put it. Weekday, like immediately is if I didn't, like if I didn't have enough coffee to make coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Just because, again, I am a creature of comfort and routine. Mm-hmm. When it's so weird, I wasn't like this growing up, but getting older, you know, there's certain things that I need.
No, I agree with you because you're the way you are with coffee.
It's my ritual.
I'm that way with low carb Monster.
Oh God, okay.
So
I get it. Yeah,
so every morning I go get a low carb Monster, and I don't like the full sugar. But I also don't like the sugar free. So low carb is 5 calories, and it just tastes the best. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the harder ones to find, and the gas station I go to always keeps it in stock. But like that one morning I go in there and it's not there, but they have everything else, and it's like, fuck, I already passed by the 3 other gas stations on the way to work and I stop at my favorite one. So that'll put me in a like, oh damn it, like let me go for the sugar-free Red Bull then.
Yeah, so that, like, as little and insignificant as that is, that definitely just puts it sets the tone for my day. On weekends, this is actually something that I talk about a lot, waking time.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have my waking time where I'm in bed and just not doing anything, just slowly coming right?
Yeah.
I do not enjoy just abruptly being woken up.
That is where you and I differ so much.
Yeah.
Like I can, every morning at 5, eyes wake up, I'm out of bed, I'm dressed, I'm out the door. Like there's been times in the like weekend, be like, all right, babe, like it's time to get up. You're like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
That is where we definitely differ.
Yeah. Okay, so I got more questions.
Oh, your iPad cooled down?
Well, no, I'm on my iPhone now.
Your mini iPad.
Yeah. Where is one place you've always dreamed of going?
Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, it's my last name is Lasaca, which is a town in Spain. And
do you know where it is? Because I know where it is.
Basque region. Yeah,
so
I do know.
It's like right by the border. Border. And
yeah. So there, the joke growing up is that we come from a family of gypsies, which honestly I could believe.
Yeah.
But it's not easy to get there. It's a small town. But I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
So that would be definitely.
Is you more than likely have family there?
Probably not still there. We do have family in Barcelona.
Oh, okay.
So.
Barcelona.
And let's see. What's your dream career? I fucking hate this question, but I need to ask it.
My dream job is not having a job.
Yeah.
I mean, like, nobody wants to work.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm lucky enough, I have a pretty good dream job because I get to work with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woodworker. It's hard work, labor intensive and mind intensive. But, you know, I've been doing it for 24 years. So
yeah,
I enjoy it, pays bills, and I'm good at it. So
you are by far one of the few.
Oh, I'm definitely lucky on that.
Few people that I know that have been able to make a living off of one of their passions.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people. No. I unfortunately...
You mean data analysis is not your dream
job? Yeah, exactly. I unfortunately... Well, I've been working since I was 14, so really young, right? So it's not a matter of like what I want to do, it's what I have to do always. Mm-hmm. So if... Just because I had had to do these types of jobs, and honestly being lucky enough to be in this type of corporate environment where I'm making a good salary and things like that versus retail, because I would rather be caught dead. Just kidding. But ultimately still blessed with, you know, what I've been able to do for a living.
And that's a caveat too, because again, you're really, really good at what you do.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it. I say it jokingly, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. 100%.
Yeah. It's the 100%. Truth.
Now, if you were to ask 12-year-old me, it would be totally different because there was two things growing up I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a clothes designer and I wanted to be a storm chaser.
A storm chaser?
Yeah. Because growing up in the Midwest, in the Great Plains, tornadoes are just a way of life. Like, I've lived through more tornadoes.
Yeah.
Luckily, never been hit. I've actually been closer hitting one here in the South than in the Plains. But I've always loved storms. Like, 5-6 months ago, after leaving the lounge on a Thursday night, bad storm. It was like, 2 a.m, and I'm out here having a cigar, watching the news and
stuff. I know.
And I'm yelling at you, like, actually yelling, like, get in the fucking house, get in the storm shelter kind of thing, because it was, like, right over us kind of thing. And
did I listen to you?
Once you realize that I was not messing around, and I was like, hey, this is serious, get in there, I was like, and clear a path, because I'm probably going to be right behind you. Then you went, but then it, you know, passed over. And it was
fine. I did clear out some of the boxes, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, you know when I'm being, like, seriously, not serious, but, like, you know when I'm being, like, serious, when it's not freaking me out, but I'm taking a more serious tone on things.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Yeah. So, but those, yeah, so ask 12-year-old Aaron, totally different. What about 12-year-old Marianne? I just use your government name. That's weird.
I know, and I was actually having a conversation about how my name is pronounced, and so there's a question on here about what is your favorite nickname and where did you get it, and so just because I didn't grow up with nicknames, I don't think you have a nickname.
So I grew up in high school with the nicknames.
What is it?
Everybody called me Shuttlecock.
Okay, because your last name.
Yeah.
I didn't have nicknames. My name in itself is really difficult to pronounce for people for some reason.
Well, you have three different, because even people in your
say
own,
it differently.
Even in your own family.
Well, my family says it one way, and then the brother-in-laws and uncles that are married into the family say it differently. And then as I say it at work, it's very different because I have to enunciate my name, and it's not my name.
So I say it your way.
Yeah. So just say it
but
my
I,
way.
But I used to say it Will's way.
Which is
Mariel.
Yeah. There's Mariel, there's Mariel, there's Marielle, there's whatever.
And that's what I go. I go like, because my grandma was Mary, so I go like
Mariel
phonetically.
The reason why I pick that way of saying my name is because it was the easiest for people to say it.
So if you were to go back and start fresh, what would you pronounce it?
Oh God. I guess it would be, and so really there's supposed to be an inflection in there, but would actually say it the way my family says it, which is Mariel.
Mariel?
Yeah.
Would you throw some flair on there?
The rolled R?
Yeah.
No, just because that would be a little bit harder, weird.
Can you roll your R's like that?
A little bit, but I mean, with my name, but it's not.
Mariel?
No. Don't. Though.
Can't do that.
At this point, it just doesn't sound like my name. But either way, the whole joke about my name has been that no one says it the same way and no one knows how to pronounce it. Yeah. So I had a friend, Rudy, and when I was in, because I went to community college before I transferred to Berkeley, he goes, do you think you're in Harry Potter or something? Like, I was like, look, man, I'm not the one
I didn't choose
mispronouncing my name. It's other people who just, for some reason, have this problem. So anyway, your parents also, your dad also had the same problem. And so he goes, I'll just call you Mo.
Yeah.
And I actually really, really enjoy it. I love it. And it's stuck.
Who would have thought that my dad being boomer dad.
Yeah.
And not knowing, wanting to learn how to say.
Which honestly, for ethnic kids out there, man, that is a life that we, that is a burden we carry. And it's something that, if you're a minority, you know what this is, yeah. But it's just like, man, fuck it. Mo's a cool name, so yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, and what I like, and everybody knows you as Mo, and then like you have inflections of it, like Red calls you Mo Betta.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And just like everybody has their thing, but it's
Mama Mo.
Yeah, Mama Mo.
Yeah,
and it's just like, it's weird. Like when we were playing D&D like a couple weeks ago, I joke around. I say your government name.
Yeah.
And when I did that, I'm like, man, that's like
sounds, it's weird. It's saying weird it.
Sounding. Yeah, yeah. Because like even like you, like you've I don't have an odd name. Like you just
I just call you babe.
But when you say Aaron, like I was like, well, that was weird.
Yeah,
like,
Aaron.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
What'd I do?
Because it was weird to call you babe in front of our friends. I think it's just weird. It's just
nobody else is gonna answer. And if they do, we have other questions.
I know, but I do this with our friends. If they do call their significant others babe, I go, I'm like, yeah. I answer.
I think we all do. But like what's funny is, so we have two different last names. You didn't take my last name.
Uh-uh.
So like when we order food or whatever.
That's just pure laziness, by the way.
I don't care. Either way. Honestly, it'd probably be easier, like, because it'd be such a hassle
to
change it.
Yeah.
But like, depending on whoever places the order for said food, like whenever we go somewhere, I'm like, whose name it is under mine or yours? And when you always say yours, I'm like, damn it.
That's why I've been putting it under your name. I feel bad.
Because I go in there and they're like name. And I say Lasaka and they see a giant white dude.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like,
well, they probably don't even know what the hell that last name is anyway.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. But then like they never really see the first name as well. So they just think it's a dude's name.
Yeah.
Like Mario Lasaka is like, yeah, I look like a Spanish football player.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was a big trigger for me growing up. And hence the reason why I had to change the pronunciation of my name is because whenever I would say it, people would go, Mario?
Yeah.
Is your name Mario? I'm like, yeah, you fucking idiot. My face and Mario.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Anyway.
That's why you're wearing your toque suit.
Yeah. Right now. But anyway, back to the question.
Yeah.
Because there was another question. I just had that tangent. What did I want to be at 12 years old? What I wanted to be at 12 years old was something in a creative field. Like I wanted to have my own, I've been wanting to have my own bakery for the longest time.
And that's what I was gonna say, probably bakery or something.
Bakery, or I wanted my own like pottery studio or something like that.
That's something we need to do, by the way.
Pottery?
We need to take a pottery class.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Because you know we will fucking do Ghost.
I know we would. We might be too fat though.
I have long arms. It'll have to be you doing the.
Anyway, one of the questions in here is like debating whether or not to ask it, but I think it's a cool question.
Okay.
When you were younger, what did you envision your spouse to be?
So I think I've told you before. I know I've told other people. Growing up, I always had a feeling that I would not marry somebody that looked like me.
Okay.
And I didn't know what that meant growing up. I just had this feeling because I grew up going to a school where I was one of 12 white kids. I grew up a lot of my life being the white dude of the group. So I've always been attracted to, you know, brown, black, whatever. Like I've always been attracted to that. So it was kind of weird for me to be married at one point to a white blonde. Because to me, it's like, well, like, I guess whatever was then was then. But like, I've just always had this feeling growing up as a kid in Kansas City, I would always marry somebody that, or not even marry, but just be with somebody who didn't look like me.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be definitely darker or whatever, you can't get much lighter than me.
Which is so funny because growing up, people would call me powder.
Yeah.
I was pale.
Yeah.
But to other Filipinos, yeah, I am pale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
just always, generally someone other.
Yeah. I just always had a feeling I would marry a woman of color.
Yeah. I too also always figured that I would be with an other because we were the, everywhere that we lived, we were the only, maybe, or one of two Asian families mm-hmm. in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. So a lot of my crushes growing up were informed by that, like Desi Arnaz, Ricky Ricardo, Ralph Macchio, Karate Kid, all of those, like darker complexion, olive skin, all of that. And then I guess when I was in my 20s, I was just really misinformed with what I wanted.
Yeah.
Or just wasn't sure what I wanted because I was, you know, in my career and I was working at Kaiser and I was becoming a lot more, I had a lot more responsibility. I was, you know, inching up that ladder essentially. Yeah. And I thought that I needed someone else like that. And then I dated someone else like that. And he was a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. And realized that, okay, what I thought that I would end up with, which is some, like, being this power couple of business, whatever it is, you know, but being able to afford a certain lifestyle. And I remember my brother, and I were talking at Genevieve's first birthday, and I started dating the guy that I was dating when Will first tried to set you up with me. Mm-hmm. You thought he was a doctor, but he's not. He worked in the radiology department in the surgery.
Well, I only thought that because that's what Will described him as.
Yeah. So, but he worked in the hospital.
Because even then I was like, oh, damn, like, she's going with a doctor. Why, yeah. How would she ever, how would she date a fucking carpenter?
No, but anyway. So I showed my brother a picture of him, and I told him what he does, and he's like, nah. I'm like, and I got so pissed off, and I went, okay, so why don't you, if you, because that was a thing for me. I felt like my siblings were just harder on the people that I dated, and more judgmental. Like no one was ever good enough.
Yeah.
And so my brother went, and I said, why don't you tell me what I'm supposed to be with? Like, what man am I supposed to be with? And he said, you're just going to be with a guy who's kind of like you. He's kind of quiet. He does some things with his hands, like maybe a mechanic. Something like that. But he's a cool guy. Like, he doesn't say much, but doesn't feel like he needs to say much. And then I ended up marrying you.
Yeah.
He was totally right. He was totally right. And then that reminded me, growing up, we did grow up with my mom's side of the family's highly educated lawyers, doctors, mm-hmm. engineers, architects, pharmacists, things like that. And I always would say that the two things that we needed in our family was a mechanic and a carpenter.
Yep.
And I got a carpenter.
Got a carpenter.
Can't look at that.
Can't do shit with cars. No, I would. Now going back, going back to what I said originally, if I would have stayed in KC, I think I would have had not an easier opportunity, but a better chance of being with somebody who, you know, a different race.
Yeah. That's interesting because you're when you describe what you thought your spouse would be, you're actually talking about physicality.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, I think about like their not necessarily, I guess, personality.
The socio style, like,
I guess what they do for a living and what they, you know, how they basically conduct themselves through life. It's
wore a tie, like just that, but that persona.
Yeah.
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 And yeah, for me, definitely, I guess, physical wise, but like,
this goes to show you the difference between men and women. Yeah.
But also, like, in the South, I mean, the Asian population percentage doubled when you moved here. Let's just get to it.
I know we used to joke about that, but that is the truth.
Like, there's not a lot of you here.
Or maybe they, you know what? Maybe it's just that they're in hiding. I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure they exist somewhere.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, because it's the fucking South. The South is fucking racist. Plain and simple.
Well, every place is racist.
Yes, but I'm... but.
Historically, I guess you should say.
Historically. Well, not even that, but like, as somebody who's lived here now for 24 years, I see it more now that I'm more prevalent to it. My eyes are more open to it now that I am now with a minority.
What's interesting, though, here's a little tidbit of insight from a minority and someone who grew up basically having to fight those stereotypes still to this day. California and growing up in Los Angeles and even in the Bay Area, it's not like they were any less racist.
Yeah.
They were just a lot more blatant and you knew where people stood.
Oh no, it's very
they didn't like you.
It's very hidden,
like
hidden here.
So I remember when we moved to Glendale, which was a predominantly Armenian neighborhood, we had kids throwing rocks at our windows telling us to go back to China, and we're like, we're not from China. Like we're from LA. Yeah. Like what the fuck? So it's not like they're any less racist or more open minded. They're just a lot more
subtle.
No, they're not subtle at
all. No, I'm saying here is subtle.
Yeah, yeah. And so I would say I experienced it a lot more growing up. In larger metropolis areas than here.
What I love, and I say love because it's probably not the right adjective to use, but when you first meet somebody for the first time and they talk slowly to you, and I'm like, oh God, she could go off on them so easily.
Yeah.
Like,
it used to happen a lot more when I would visit.
Yeah.
Just because, again, I would visit and stay with my sister who lived in Benton.
Yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, at that time, I get it because there's not a lot of exposure, right? So it's not to anybody's fault, I don't think, you know, deliberately or maliciously doing those things on purpose. It's just they're not sure. They're not sure if I, you know. You know, it's hard.
It's hard.
I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt here.
And as the lone white person here,
yeah
I think they do it deliberately.
Well, the thing is
that maybe not all of them. I'll say that. Not all of them.
Here's another thing. Here's another tidbit insight. We've had to tell ourselves our entire lives that people aren't doing it deliberately.
Yeah.
Just so that we can be at peace.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. True.
I just want to be at peace.
Yeah.
But I will say it's a lot. It's definitely not to the extent that I experienced it growing up. For sure. For sure. Which is much, I mean, it's everywhere, but as long as I don't have to see it in front of my face.
So here's the good thing about somebody that looks like me.
Mm-hmm.
When you see me walking down the hall or walking down the street, for the people who don't know me, I look fucking terrifying.
Yeah, you're big and scary.
I understand. So that's why I say I look like a grizzly, but I'm a teddy. So the good thing is, if I'm with you, nobody's really going to
do anything,
do or say anything just because they don't know what's behind you, kind of thing. And it's me.
Yeah.
But.
And that's another thing that we were talking about just in general about how shocking it is probably to people to see
us together. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's
6 foot one versus,
especially when you visit me at work, when you came to have lunch and one of our coworkers saw you and you were wearing your shorts where you're heavily tattooed everywhere. We were talking about how you are truly covered in tattoos. Yeah. And then I was there in my fucking corporate garb.
Yeah,
being a fucking boring piece of shit.
Wearing your power suit and just and then like, who is this delinquent that you're eating lunch with at the grilled cheese place?
You might be my adopted son.
Yeah. It's the whole thing where I've always said, you know, opposites attract, of course, but like, I never liked the phrase or term "we're oil and water." We're more like oil and vinegar. We're great separate. But like mixed together, man, it's a really good fucking vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Like.
Who's vinegar?
You, definitely.
Fuck you.
100%. Not even have to hold my breath for that one.
So one more question on this list.
Okay.
If you have the opportunity to know the future, would you want to know?
Oh. Like, knowing, like, when you're going to die, how you're going to die, or just, like, the future lottery picks kind of stuff?
The future, in general, you know what's going to happen in your lifetime.
I think, yeah.
You would?
Yeah. So here's my thing. Whenever I get a book, I always read the last page first.
Really?
Always.
You spoil it for yourself?
I don't spoil it. I just, because I'm going to forget about it. More times than not, like, if a movie comes out, like, we're talking about the movie we want to see, Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah.
I've looked up the plot kind of stuff, and I've read a little bit of it.
Oh, okay, so I do that, too. So, like, because I don't really
because I want to commit it
to memory.
Yeah, that, but also I want to know if there's something I want to look forward to, so I'm not going to miss kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And more times than not, I'm going to forget about it as well. But in the time, like...
Just keep in mind, knowing the future is in keeping with the laws of nature, which is good and bad.
Yeah. No, right? It is, I mean,
okay.
It's kind of like, if you were to ask me this 15 years ago, would I have liked to know the future? I would have loved to know that my first divorce would have ended in shambles, and I would have hated that, but to see what then in turn it would turn into.
But you would have... You would have made motions to avoid that. There's a raven that just landed on our... What a beautiful fucking creature.
We're trying to train these ravens.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting, because that was beautiful.
Yeah, we love our ravens here. As long as they keep eating the June bugs and stuff. I came home the other day and there was like three or four in the front yard. Like, we look in there, and it's, which, here's what's weird. We're the only house that it kind of does that to. So it kind of, like,
I was starting to put out gifts for them.
So, like, they
last year,
they like purple and shiny.
Shiny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I started putting it on the retaining wall.
Anyway,
go back to your, whatever you were saying. Knowing what your marriage would have been like.
Yeah. Like I would have known what would have happened, and that in turn I could have changed to trajectory on career, still doing the same thing, but I could have been with Dwight for at this time 15 years at this point, and as opposed to just seven.
I still think that even if you know the future, you still can't accelerate or slow down the timeline.
No, but you can.
It's not like you would have been able to go hook up with Dwight's business, because he might not have had his business at that time.
Yeah, but I guess it could have been like when you travel. So here's the thing what you and I will disagree on, but I believe I'm right. I believe I'm right. and I believe I have had confirmation from Virgil.
Okay, my brother?
Yeah.
With the
first time that
I... By the way, my brother's name is Virgil. We got weird names in our family.
The first time I met you, the first time I saw you, was for Will's... Was it Josephine or was it Thomas?
See, I don't remember this, but I Josephine's baptism.
It was for...
Because she was born here in Arkansas.
So it was for her christening that I saw you, because me and a couple other people were in the alleyway, drunk off moonshine, throwing a medicine ball in the dead of night as high as we could and catching it. And Will wanted me to meet his family. And I saw you standing in the door wearing a pink or flower or skull dress. Like a black with pink and skulls or flowers or something on it.
I was wearing that for her christening.
And for years and years and years, like, no, I was not. I didn't see. And then it was either him or Christine that said, yeah, you, or showed a picture or whatever. And I'm like, that is the day that I first saw you.
And I don't remember that.
Yeah, and I do. And that was what, 12 years ago?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
No, I guess it would be right at 10 because his barbershop is just celebrating their 10 years this year. So I guess it was 10 or 11 years ago that we first saw you.
Wow.
So.
Would I want to know the future? I thought maybe when I was younger I wanted to. Just because I hated being, like, I wanted to accelerate timelines. I wanted to know that there was something worth, you know, staying around for when I was, like, 12 or 13.
Here's the thing. Like, you and I, we like to travel, stuff like that. If I knew in 2047, mm-hmm. that's when I die, I know, okay, we have 23 years. And we have to go here, we have to go here, we have to go here, kind of thing.
No, I don't like to live that way.
See, like, here's the thing. Like, I'm always do that with time. Like,
I know. And the concept of time and how we see time is just so, it's just, I feel like it's detrimental to our health and our well-being because we're always looking at how much time we have left. And I don't like that.
Are you glass half full or glass half empty?
I'm like, I've always been, you know what? I always thought that I was glass half empty. No, I'm an optimist.
See,
don't you dare fucking give me that realist line. Don't you fucking give me that line. I'm not like a pessimist. I'm not a optimist. I'm a realist. Fuck you.
If I had to.
As if I'm not a realist too.
If.
It's just being whether or not you see things.
If I had to see it.
In a negative lens versus a positive lens.
I see it as. Half of it is already gone, so I have to enjoy the last half.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that would put me as a glass half empty.
But then wouldn't you, then, why would you, if you didn't have that information, just not live that way now? You know what I mean?
Because if I knew I was going to do that, then I'd be just like, fucking take out all the loans because I don't have to fucking worry about it.
I know. But no, take it as it is. Whatever comes. If I die tomorrow, I die tomorrow.
C'est la vie.
Really, honestly, what am I going to do about it? So there was this one situation. I was still working at UAMS, and then I was going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I was because I used to go to the gym after work. Man, that was so long ago.
Oh my God. We need to really get back into that.
Yeah, we were so disciplined.
We were cut.
Yeah, we were. I mean, I was still soft, but. But it was just in a smaller frame. But I was
still big, but just like, yeah, a smaller frame.
I was on Markham.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of traffic and there was a little blind hill, right? So I was just a little bit over that hill. Mm-hmm. And there was this truck that was barreling towards me. I see it in my rearview mirror. And there's nowhere I can go. There's cars to the right of me. There's a bridge, you know. So I was freaking out. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? There's this moment of peace that just rushed over me. If it happens, it happens, man. What am I going to do? So, no, I don't want to know the future. Sucks now, it's gonna suck later. So that's what I know. Hey. We have to pay bills, we have to pay our taxes, which, by the way, we got to do our taxes.
Just embrace the suck.
Yeah, I do. I have. Anyway,
I don't know where my tax papers are. I know I told you they're at the
you
house.
You fucking better.
They're here somewhere.
Find it.
They're here somewhere.
And we're gonna do it together because we have this thing to for the audience out there, the large, you know, millions of people out there that's listening. We have this thing called if we don't want to do something in the house, we say we got to feed the baby. So we do it together, like doing the dishes or cleaning up the living room and straightening it up or whatever it is. That doing taxes, we got to feed the baby.
That's fucking feeding the baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to do it together.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note.
It is tax time, so make sure you get your taxes done.
What other household responsibilities do you want to lay out right now?
Take out trash.
Anyway.
Don't play in the street come Monday when this drops.
Yeah.
In the eclipse. All right, so cigar, we're pretty much done here. So let's talk about the cigar.
It's getting a little bit, I wouldn't say spicy, but heavy.
I'll agree with you, and the the flavor of it has intensified, and it is spicier. Mm-hmm. It definitely has gotten more body now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really good. Like, this is... I like a lot of Foundation cigars, and I got a few in there. But this one is really, really well. And I've only heard good stuff about it, so I'm glad that it's true to form on how good this is. So this is definitely one that I can't keep in rotation because we don't have it, but luckily I know a place that does. So for everybody in the Northwest area, definitely go to Cigar District.
Mm-hmm.
See Bobby.
Bobby.
Great selection. Really good selection. And great men's gifts. Like, that's something that, like...
What do you mean men's gifts?
So, like...
Like a haberdashery?
Yeah, kind of, but, like we have a few, like, lighters, cutters, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, his whole front section is, like, really... Like, it is... For the people who are looking for accessories and stuff, like, great selection of stuff. Like, really cool cutters, lighters, just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, I don't think... We'll have to go up there. When we go back up to KC... I'll have to take it to him, but to the place where my dad used to go to get stuff. It's called Diebel's.
Yeah.
And that is definitely more of a men's haberdashery with a humidor. But it's like that is definitely a men's gift. Like, they sell like ties and canes and
pocket pussies.
We've gone 270 episodes, and I don't think pocket pussy has ever been spoken before.
So, leave it to me.
So thank you, my lovely, lovely wife.
You're welcome.
That is who I've married. but no, great stuff up there, so check them out.
Okay. This was okay. This was okay.
I know.
I did okay.
I'm glad you didn't listen to what I wanted to do because it turned out better.
I asked questions. There's one other question that is, do you believe in ghosts? And would you love me if I were a worm?
So this is where...
I didn't ask those.
So this is where we definitely differ.
Ghosts are real because I grew up in a haunted house. And I'm dying on that hill.
Yeah, and I don't believe in any of that bullshit.
Even though you don't.
Even though today I wore a shirt with ghosts all over it. Yeah, that's one thing that we will definitely disagree on.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
And you're wrong. You're wrong.
I mean, I just... Show me proof. That's all I'm asking.
You just haven't experienced it.
Ugh.
It's not a matter of showing proof. It's people who've experienced it will fucking tell you. On the next episode.
I've always wondered, like Ouija boards.
No, don't fuck with those.
Like,
do not.
See, here's the thing. Like,
PSA, do not touch one of those.
Like, I've always...
Don't you fucking I've dare thought, bring it into the house.
No, I've always thought, like, having like a medium or something on the show. Like, I think it's all bullshit anyways. So, like, what's it going to do? But it's like, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't be on the show.
No, with I don't want to know the future.
So,
I don't want to know the future. So, but anyway, ghosts are real.
And would I love you if you were a worm? No.
Aww.
I couldn't love a worm. No.
Aww.
You know me and bugs. I'm fucking terrified of bugs. I hate bugs.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Divorce immediately.
See, if I knew the future, I knew that would happen. okay, so next week will be Steve, Mark, and I. I say next week because we're going to record tomorrow.
Just a bunch of gals.
We're going to talk about their date they went on.
Yeah.
Because they went
on. They went on two dates.
I know.
And we need to know if he got it in.
The deets. So, we need the deets. Give me the juice.
We want to know
the juice.
If Mark put out, which most likely he did.
Let's I mean, be, it's usually let's the be second, real. It's usually the second date.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's when the sex happens.
Yeah. I mean, just think, like, the first date was Dugan's for us, and the second was Waffle House, and look at me.
I know.
All it took was Waffle House dinner.
I know.
Man. I told you I'd take you out for steak.
Yeah, you did. Gross. gross.
All right, we'll talk to everyone next week.
Bye.
Later.